Hey, thank you for listening to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the random podcast about making your riding life and your home life better with weird, quirky people. I'm Carrie, I'm an internationally best-selling author, and Sean is a man who used to be a cop, but now he's not, so we have very different points of views, yet we're still married. We always start off with a random thought taken directly from our lives, and you'll be able to hear from the background noise, and then we give you a writing tip and a dog tip. So listen and have fun.
Hey, it's Random Thought in the Truck Time, and you're going to hear all sorts of random noise that we can't help because A, we're in a truck, B, there was a storm in Maine yesterday, so the roads are kaplooey, and C, there's a big desk thing in the back of the truck rattling away. Hear it rattling? So, Sean!
It's quiet.
Whatever. They'll hear it eventually, and then they'll know. We're all about information.
So what, Carrie?
Why do you think we're not bored of each other yet?
I don't know.
We've been married a while now.
Because we always do fun stuff. Like,
right.
Like crazy fun, like, you know, we're not big moviegoers.
No.
Not big book readers as far as what? Like, yeah, we read books, but we don't like, oh, let's spend the night curled up on the couch and read a book.
Yeah.
It's great when you're by yourself, but it's not really an exciting couple thing to do.
Sean, can we have a timeout?
Yeah.
Do you remember that I make my living by selling books?
Oh,
and
I
you
know.
Just said book. Oh. About a night on the couch curled up, each reading a book?
Yeah, if you're sick or something, or the weather's bad, that's great. But look, if you're a kid-focused family, meaning you spend 5 days of your friggin' week, you know, your evening times like dinner, bath, bed, and then you get an hour, hour and a half to yourself mm-hmm. as a couple.
As a couple, yeah.
You gotta make the most of that.
Oh.
Right?
That's true.
I love to read. I'm a voracious reader. I haven't actually read a book since you flew on a plane last.
I know, you really haven't.
You
so
hardly
busy.
Get a chance to read nowadays, too.
I read everybody else's books in reading, process.
Reading is one of the best things in the world, all around for so many reasons. But, you gotta spend your time wisely.
Yeah.
Reading is a wise thing to do, I'm not saying that. But, you asked me a specific question, and I'm giving you an answer. And that's the answer, is we don't just, like, have a set routine where we're always thinking up different things to do when we do them, like the wing challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And fixing our own magnificent meal together instead of going out to dinner, even.
Yeah, we make a lot of choices that involve
doing
interaction.
Yes,
interaction, yeah. Right? Versus, like, reading isn't all that interactive.
That's my point. Sorry is a poor example.
No, it's a good example.
But, yeah.
And TV watching can be either way, you know, like sometimes your people are very interactive when they watch the TV and sometimes they're not.
Right.
I think we're kind of interactive.
Yeah.
When we watch like Hulu or something, like I think we,
yeah.
I even think we choose to watch shorter things so that we can be more interactive.
Oh yeah, we hardly ever watch full length movies.
No, we never watch full length movies anymore.
Yeah.
And interesting. You know, one of our friends used to have movie night at his house. Did you know that? Like once a month. No? And he'd rent a movie or something and we'd all watch it. I only went to like two and I think he failed. I can't remember why it stopped. But like, we'd all watch the movie and everybody would be like talking at the movie and yelling kind of high context. It was fun.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah, it was Mike B, if you're wondering. Because it was kind of before we were together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
well,
so,
we can talk about that later. But.
Yeah, but it was kind of nice.
I'll bet it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a fun thing to do unless you've got the person there that just needs complete silence.
Yes, which we have a friend like that, too.
Oh, really?
Yes, we do. Or, like, we went with all our friends to the Banff Movie Festival, and that was sort of interactive because you went with all your friends and you went early and like you had dinner then you went back to one friend's house. Oh no, Random Thought Time has a phone call
from
South. We're gonna quickly
wrap this up
and tell you that the next random thought is about us talking about Ladies of the Night.
It is?
Yeah, we
gonna have to refresh my
memory. We did it last night.
Oh, yeah. Wait, not the one.
No, not the really bad one with a lot of swearing on Sean's part. Right. Yeah.
Oh, the one. Oh, I got you.
Yeah, but like. Part of the reason that our marriage continues to be a success and we're not bored with each other is Sean doesn't remember the things we've already done.
Oh, it's not just me, folks. I'm telling you. It's not just me.
Liar.
No.
Liar. Random thought in the kitchen.
Yeah. This is not a Sean trying to pick up a hooker story, you understand, right? Yeah, I know you don't believe me, but I already gave you the backstory on this years ago.
I don't remember.
About how I would ride my bike since I was like 16. I'd get on my bike in the, like 3 or 4 in the morning and ride down all the way down to the beach in Fort Lauderdale and hang out in seedy neighborhoods just to observe what goes on after bar closes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you are. This is how John picks up a hooker.
Okay.
So he's driving down the street. He sees a girl. And you can tell by the way they walk or the way they stand or whatever.
The ladies of the night.
The ladies of the night. That's right. You can just tell. So you're like, the guy slows down. But he doesn't stop, so there's a misconception right there. He doesn't pull right over and be like, hey.
They go back and
you're
forth.
You're working? No, he drives behind. He's like, that's a cop. That's a cop. That's a cop.
That's a cop.
He goes around the block and he's checking all the cars on the side of the street. And everybody's standing and leaning up against the lampposts, make sure they're not in the cover. And he's like, that's a cop. And he comes back around and he's like, hey, how you doing tonight? Huh? And she's like, oh, I'm good. What you doing? He's like, nothing. He drives off.
Really?
Yeah, he goes around the block again.
They're wimpy in Florida.
He doesn't see anybody he perceives as being an undercover cop or vehicle or anything. He pulls up. He's like, hey, you working tonight? She's like, yeah, honey. But as he's saying, she's already moving around to the passenger seat and she jumps inside. She's like, you're not a cop, are you? And in reality, he'd be like, hell no, I'm not a cop. I just drove around the block twice because I think you're a cop. So don't accuse me of being a cop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And finally, they're both like, screw it. I'm driving down right dark alley. How much? About like $20 for a BJ.
How do you know what happens in the car if you're a little kid on your bike?
Oh, I'm just imagining that from like cops and stuff. Because when they do the things, the girl gets in and she's like, you're not a cop, are you? Because they're all under the misconception that if you're a cop, you gotta be honest.
Okay, anyways, can I tell you what happened when I did this?
Yeah, tell me.
All right, so I was never a 16-year-old boy in Fort Lauderdale.
Florida,
but I was a college student in Lewiston, Maine.
And much better looking.
Who needed money. Sure. No, we had to dress down.
Did you make any money, baby?
No.
Oh.
You had to dress down to be undercover hooker. And I was doing it because a whole bunch of the hookers were AIDS positive at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And they were lovely.
Because it was the 80s, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was the 90s. And they just were like, they had to do it for money, but they were still spreading HIV. So you like kind of didn't want them to spread HIV. Like, because a lot of the businessmen of the community were getting it. And then that was not good because you don't want anyone to have it. The end. That's how I justified the extra money to myself. So.
Beyond just extra money, huh?
You went and they made me dress down. Like I had to wear camo and things that didn't fit right. Because if I looked too good, I'd look like a cop.
Right?
And if I looked too good, then no one would stop.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't mean to interrupt your story. I do not think you could ever look like a real low class Florida hooker.
Well, that's because this is Maine, baby.
That would take some Hollywood quality makeup professionals.
So anyways, I was standing there and you had certain things you had to say. So you come up and pretend to be the guy in your car. Come on, drive over. Drive over in your truck. Oh, gross. Stop.
What's going on tonight, girl?
Nothing. What are you doing tonight?
I'm just driving around. Hey, you looking to party or anything?
I always like to party. Tell me what you mean by party.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. Maybe do a little cut. You give me a little blowjob.
Oh, really?
And then I'll promise I'll drop you off right back here.
Wait, what will you give me if I give you a blowjob?
We'll see. If I say, we do a little coke in Florida, you're already in the truck.
Maine versus Florida.
Writing tip of the paw.
So, I feel like we have to apologize to everybody for our random thought before we go into the writing tip.
The second random thought? Yeah.
Well, the third, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's why we aren't bored with each other.
That's
and
right.
Also, it was important that all the ladies who were working the street also weren't HIV positive. The business members spreading it back to them. I think in my random thought, I made it like only the Johns mattered who were HIV positive, but it was really just that they wanted to stop it spreading. And so many people were already sick.
Oh, yeah.
Who were working on right. the street. And wow. that was really sad.
Yeah, you can't. It's a vicious circle.
Yeah.
Can't blame any one person.
Oh, yeah. So, back to our real podcast.
Woohoo!
There was a post on Medium on PS I Love You called The Silent Relationship Killer You Never See Coming, which is the best title ever for clicks. And it was about how the silent relationship killer is basically routine and sameness. This man got a lot of money off of this article.
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Of course.
Because you know how I get at 7:30 every morning, I get my Medium notification on my phone.
Yeah.
And that was one of the headlines on one of the notifications
yeah, exactly.
the other day.
Exactly.
And I deleted it because I thought it was like about abusive relationships.
Oh, no.
Not that that's not important, but I mean, I didn't, you know.
Anyways.
Yeah.
I read it. So Barry Maverick compared relationships to a song that you love so intensely that you listen to it over and over again obsessively, but then suddenly you are done with that song. Why are you done, Sean?
Because you just got bored with that.
Yeah, man. So he says that couples set weekly and daily routines after that initial burst of frantic attraction, and then they get bored of having intercourse every Saturday, date night every Friday, laundry every Monday. If they're polite, then they'll still ask each other how their days went, but they won't actually care because the answer is always the same.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good day.
It was good.
Here's my first piece of advice.
Okay.
Good. Don't just have sex every Saturday.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that.
Every shoot for every night twice on the weekends.
Oh, my gosh. Twice a night on the weekend?
No, once in the morning, once in the night.
Okay. Anyways.
When you go to bed, when you
wake
up.
Okay.
He writes, look back on the last 6 months. Does it feel like it was one day lived 180 times?
Think about it. Do you feel like you live the same day over and over 180 times?
No way.
Oh, that's good.
I don't live the same day over from day to day.
That's right. So how do you defeat that feeling if you are unlike Sean? He, not Sean, we already heard Sean's suggestion, but Barry suggests 2 tips, which are?
Occasionally be spontaneous.
I don't know how you're only occasionally spontaneous.
This is like the beginner's guide. I know.
And then 2,
pursue separate passions.
Yeah, we don't do that at all, man.
What you do? You paint all the time.
You don't pursue anything.
Well, I just don't really have the time or a passion other than you. That's that great right now.
Okay. So, this has never happened to us. As you can tell from our random thought, we're kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
We're so weird, especially when we're alone. I'll fall down laughing because of the silly things Sean says when no one's listening, which are all explicit, like always. So I think Barry has it right, but I think he also has it wrong because people get dulled by routines and because of the comfort routines, but that's also because they've stopped doing other things themselves. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're like, it's like, yeah, they get dulled about it, but there's a certain comfort in it to certain people. You know what I mean? Like, that routine, that knowing. If you have anxiety, it's very comforting to know how your day and your week is going to process, right?
Yeah. Routines are comforting for a lot of people. I think just, you know, more along the lines of what he's saying is you have your life two people have separate lives and then they meet and they merge and some of their separateness just falls away to the wayside. And that's,
right.
And then you lose, not only are you risking getting bored with your partner, but you're losing the happiness, some of your joys from life right. that you had prior to.
Right. But I think that's an easy out.
Well, it
what?
Is, yes.
Like, I think that he's missing the deeper reason that yeah. people break up. And that's not because they're bored. It's because they don't care.
Mm.
And I think that sometimes when you're in a relationship, once you know somebody really well, you get vulnerable. And that vulnerability terrifies the heck out of a lot of people, right? They don't want the other person to see how nasty you are, or that you had a booger hanging out of your nose one day, or that, like, I don't know, you made a mistake. And our cancel culture is so hard to be authentic and vulnerable because we're afraid that every mistake that we make is going to be the end. And so we build walls. And so when we build walls around ourselves, we stop caring as well as stop having people care about us.
Plus you get defensive, which is what you just said.
Yeah.
Building
yeah.
a wall is a defensive action no matter why you're building it.
Right. So I think that to have a relationship that lasts and evolves, you have to do these things. One.
You have to find humor in yourself and each other, even during the bad times.
Two.
You have to blow off the assumption that you know absolutely everything about your significant other as if they are a blank piece of paper rather than a living, breathing, changing organism. There is still mystery in them, even if you aren't seeing it.
Don't you get that? Do you get that?
Oh, I get that. Yeah. That's real important because if you're not seeing it, somebody else will.
Exactly. And you're yeah. like, oh, I'm so bored because I know everything about them.
Yeah.
But you probably don't.
Not
you just
at all.
Think you do because all of us humans tend to think we know everything about everything.
Right.
And we don't.
You have to be willing to be vulnerable.
This is tip number three.
So that your partner can see that mystery inside of you. There is nothing dull in courage, and it takes courage to be vulnerable.
So how does this relate to writing? Hold on, we're getting there.
Oh.
The writing tip of the pod, all condensed, is this. Our novels and our characters also need to have tiny doses of the unexpected to keep people from being bored. We want to have each character have differences and not be the same. That sameness, that lack of diversity, it makes Johnny a dull boy. I put in a movie reference there. And it also inserts quirks into your character.
You did put in a movie reference
there. Yeah, and the same thing. You can't be afraid of being vulnerable in your writing either. Because that'll make a wall, and you want your reader to be sucked in, not distanced. Boom.
That's right.
The end.
Remember tip number one.
What was that?
Intimacy. Dog tip for life.
Yay.
Smarty actually came up with a pretty good one today.
I love him.
Based upon this subject of boredom.
He's my snuggle bunny.
He's like, even when you're on the same walk that your person always takes you on because they're freaking lazy, there's going to be a nuance in the smells you sniff up on the side of the road. Rejoice in that nuance. Seek it out. Live in the moment. It's a good way not to be bored.
So true.
You can make a story out of every one of those little mm-hmm. sets.
Every nuance.
That's
every
right.
quirk. You have to allow yourself to enjoy them.
That's for sure.
Yes.
And that same goes for your partner.
That's right.
Or your character.
Right.
The more nuances,
the better.
The more different kinds of pee or poop your character smells like,
no.
the better they're going to be to a dog. Hey! Thanks for listening to another podcast of Dogs Are Smarter Than People. We'd like to give a shout out to this wonderful music that we've clipped and shortened in this podcast because it's awesome. And it's made available through the Creative Commons license. The artist and the song are Night Owl by Broke for Free. You can find that, a link to that.
In the on podcast.
Carrie Jones Books.blog. And you can also find the podcast itself in Apple Music, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and more. Just Google Dogs Are Smarter Than People. And once you've found us, please like and subscribe.
In big news, I just published a super cool adult novel. Gasp, I know, adult.
What?
That's so gross.
Is it erotic though?
No, oh. But it has some romance and definitely has death. And it has cops in Bar Harbor. So you can order that novel on Amazon and it would be amazing. Everyone's liking it so far. And I also have another novel out called In the Woods, which is a Publisher's Weekly Buzz book for last summer. And it's super scary. And I co-wrote it with Steve Waddell. And that's absolutely everywhere. Everywhere.
In order to purchase, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For more about us, check out Carrie Jones Books. .blog or check out Dogs Are Smarter Than People. If you Google it, you will find us.
And thanks again for listening.
We appreciate it.
Yes.
Thanks for being goofy with us and making the world a tiny bit better, hopefully. Fingers crossed. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.